Bites. He's a writer, producer, director. Would you welcome, please, Meek. Now, like I said, that's not my nominee for the time. Okay, without further ado, I'd like to bring up the executive director of the Canadian Comic Book Creator Awards Association to say a few words, which will go on and on. Welcome, please, to kick off the ceremony, the ever delightful Jamie Whaley.
Challenges, and ultimately, as opposed to the regular comic universe, conquered them. The genesis of this award show has always been to celebrate the great pool of talent that Canada has to offer in the field of sequential art, creators of comic books, graphic novels, web comics, and beyond that, who knows. We're a nonprofit organization that depends on sponsorship, donations, and the generosity and goodwill of the creative community to continue from year to year. And as you can see from the art display put on today in our day-long symposium, the Canadian creators support what we're doing, and we're thankful for that support. Our goal has never been and never will be monetary gain, as this is not a business enterprise, but a joyous celebration. The day it stops being that is the day it will cease to exist. But that's not the case today. We look forward to many years ahead doing the annual Joe Shuster Awards. I want to end this address by thanking a few people who made today and tonight possible. And I hope if I forget anyone, you'll forgive me as I wrote this just in the last hour and I'm running on Red Bull and only a few hours of sleep, so bear with me. First off, Rick Green, who has been our host since the beginning and continues making us look good year in and year out. Kevin Boyd, my second-in-command, who's been a part of the JSAs from day one, and who I can't imagine we would exist without. Peter Fisico and Rob Haynes, who make up the rest of the Four Musketeers with Kevin and I, and are the backbone of our organization. Their dedication is, as always, and hard work is essential and priceless. Scott Townsend, who took care of our web comics category this year, and John Bell, the dedicated members of our Hall of Fame Selections Committee, along with our jury and this year's far-flung members of our nominating committee. Thanks for all your long hours and hard work. To all our presenters tonight, thank you for joining in with us tonight and making this event work so well. In closing, a special thanks has to go out to a few people who stepped up to the plate and helped us in some desperate and difficult situations. Andrew Buridata of the Constellation Awards, who produced our fabulous PowerPoint presentation. Paul Raboche, who couldn't be here tonight, but who did a massive amount of graphics and saved our asses a few times in the process. Ron Kastman, who curated our art show, along with great signage and enthusiasm. Lorna Tulis of the Merrill Collection in this library, who smoothed the way to us getting this great venue. And my old friend Tom Brummett, who did our fabulous poster and back in year one, our plaque design, and is always there for us. I can't forget my kids, Mary and Josh, and their team of dedicated friends and volunteers. And last but not least, the fans that support these creators and make this all worthwhile. So to all the nominees and winners tonight, let's show the end.